In just a few weeks, the city of Detroit is going to be entertaining thousands of visitors for the draft. And Rocket Mortgage is going to be right in the middle of all the action. Casey Herbis, Senior Vice President of Brand Experiences and Strategic Partnerships for Rocket Mortgage, welcome into Opportunity Detroit. How are you doing? Are you ready?
And we were born ready, and it feels like, you know, it was a mere almost 2 years ago where the mayor and the commissioner stood right in Campus Martian and announced that the 2024 NFL draft would be coming to Detroit, and here we are, less than 3 weeks away. I mean, I can see the construction happening right outside my window, and it's we can't wait.
You know, Casey, there's a history here. And you have been involved in this. You have wanted the draft to come to Detroit for a very long time. Talk a little bit about what has gone into this and how you finally got the draft here.
I mean, great question. I mean, it really starts almost 14 years ago, you know, when, you know, our chairman and founder, Dan Gilbert, moved Quicken, now Rocket Companies, to downtown Detroit and asked others to follow. You know, we've been working hard as a company, as an organization, to help bring, you know, big high-profile events to the city of Detroit. And 6 years ago, we started meeting with the Lions and the Detroit Sports Commission about how could we partner together and approach the NFL about bringing what is now a huge Super Bowl-esque, if not bigger, event to the city of Detroit. And those conversations started 6 years ago, and obviously, as I mentioned, 2 years ago, we made the announcement, and it's truly a true testament to the partnership of city, state, private, and, you know, public companies working together to, you know, bring an event to the city of Detroit, which there's going to be over 60 million people watching the draft, you know, 400,000 or 500,000 people in downtown Detroit. It's a great spotlight opportunity for our city to show everyone, you know, who we are and what we've been up to in the great city of Detroit.
Take us backstage, Casey. What goes into planning this kind of an event?
It is mind-boggling, Ann, to be honest with you. I mean, we're doing a lot at Rocket relative to fan engagement and partnership. We've got a really awesome campaign that's about to launch. We're going to be down at the fan experience at Hart Plaza. But above and beyond that, as I mentioned, I'm watching the stage being built right underneath my window now. And, I mean, the meticulous planning that's been happening over the last few years, certainly the city, DDP, Sports Commission, the Mayor's Office, Bedrock, right, our real estate arm. I mean, it is truly a team effort in a village to bring it apart, bringing this all together. And you're seeing those efforts pay off. I mean, I just sat through a three-hour debrief the other day going through everything that's going to be happening in the city during the week of the draft. And I was blown away, and I've been really on the inside for the last couple of years as part of the planning process. So, I think people are going to be just so pleasantly surprised, excited, and, you know, happy to see, you know, what the city is going to be offering for the NFL draft here in a few weeks.
Now, Rocket is sponsoring the NFL draft experience. What is that going to be like in Hart Plaza?
Yeah, and so as everyone knows, and hopefully if they don't, they will know, the NFL draft and attending the NFL draft is free. I've got friends and family hitting me up every day like, hey, how can I get tickets, what have you? I'm like, this is beyond easy, right? You just go, right. You download the NFL One Pass, you register. So to attend the NFL draft is free. So once you're inside the perimeter, you have the ability to see what's happening on the stage. And then going all the way down Woodward, crossing over to Jefferson in Hart Plaza, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, all day, is going to be the NFL experience. So that's where brands like Rocket and Little Caesars and Bud Light and other NFL partners are going to have really fun family-focused, activities that they're going to be able to experience the NFL draft, not only watching the stage, but also at the fan experience. And then obviously that expands above and beyond, out inside the perimeter by, you know, being able to enjoy the neighborhoods and all the activities that are taking place. I've been to the last four NFL drafts, and I really believe this is going to be the best example of how a city in the backdrop and the landscape of the city is utilized to stage the draft. And it's going to be awesome.
So what goes on in this fan experience? Like, what are some of the things that you could do if you bring the whole family down, Casey Herbis?
Yeah, so when you come down to the NFL experience inside of Hart Plaza, You're going to be able to, for a rocket, we're going to have this amazing dream home. Literally, we're building a home inside of Hart Plaza where you're going to be able to come in, take selfies, play some interactive games, have the chance to win some prizes. Outside of the Rocket Dream Home, you're also going to be, like, Little Caesars is going to be there. They're going to have an experience. Bud Light, Marriott, others, Lowe's. And so it's a chance to do family activities, games. There will be food and entertainment throughout Hart Plaza, all throughout the activation. So what's awesome about the NFL draft, it's just not for the hardcore football fan.
Right.
It's truly for the family. I know my kids are almost as excited as I am.
I bet they are. This is going to have a huge economic impact on the city of Detroit. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, and as we well know, over the last few years, how many great events are happening now inside the city of Detroit, right? You've got the Grand Prix that, you know, has moved off Belle Isle onto the city of Detroit. This will be our sixth year of the Rocket Mortgage Classic. We just had the NCAA regionals, right? And Purdue and the Tennessee fans, you know, streaming all through the city. We got opening day here tomorrow. I mean, just bringing these types of high-profile events to the city of Detroit helps drive business, right? Business for our shop and business owners, the hotels, bars, and restaurants. And so there's going to be a wide and expansive economic impact, again, not only just within the footprint of the draft, but outside. Because if you leave the perimeter, then you could be in, you know, a Corktown, Midtown, going north up Woodward and, you know, experiencing all the, you know, activities and bars and restaurants and, you know, businesses that are going to be open during the draft. So the economic impact is, you know, very expansive.
When you talk about this footprint, Casey, explain that to our listeners. What exactly does that mean?
Yeah, so for the NFL draft, as I mentioned, which is free, and you register using the NFL One Pass, that gives you access inside the perimeter. So that perimeter is going to be where you would enter right just north of Campus Martius, so right by the Hudson site in Shinola. And that footprint will run all the way down south from Woodward across Jefferson into Hart Plaza. And then the NFL Draft Theater, which is going to be like where the Monroe site is, right? So right near the Cadillac Wall, where we do our Detroit winter and spring activities, right outside the Monroe block is where the NFL stage is going to be. And then obviously Campus Martius, right in the center of that. So that is what we are considering, the NFL Draft perimeter, if you will, that you have access to with the NFL One Pass.
And how are you feeling just a few weeks out? Do you feel like you're ready? Do you feel overwhelmed? Are you good to go? What's your feeling right now, Casey Herbus?
Yes, yes, and yes. Excited, nervous. Let's be honest, it's the first time the NFL draft has come to the city of Detroit,
good
right?
Point.
And so I've been to Vegas. I was in Cleveland. I was in Kansas City last year. So we saw how those cities did it. And I will tell you, what the world and is going to see here in a few weeks is going to be very Detroit-esque, meaning we're using the backdrop of the city. You know, it's in the heart of the city. Mayor Duggan the other day in his press conference said the easy decision would have had to put the draft somewhere else, maybe out in an area that was a little more, we'll call it wide open, a Belle Isle,
right,
out in Corktown, and wherever it might be. And we decided, because we wanted to show off the city and all the great things that are happening in our community, and what a better way to do it than have it right in the heart of, you know, the shadows of certainly Rocket and, you know, all of our other great buildings and experiences that our fans can enjoy here in a few weeks.
Now, I've been watching you for a long time with regard to your involvement with the Grand Prix and also the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Do you think your experience with all of these other big events in the city of Detroit are helping right now, Casey Herbus, with the planning?
I think it certainly does, Ann. I mean, the move from the Grand Prix from Belle Isle to downtown Detroit last year, I thought, I went as a fan and also as a sponsor, was a resounding success. We're now in our sixth year of the Rocket Mortgage Classic. We quite honestly didn't know what we were doing year one, and we've learned every single year. So I think the experiences that, you know, brands and the sports commission and the mayor's office now have with staging these events inside the city give us that continued confidence to put on even a bigger event like the NFL draft is going to be. And think about it, right? We're going to have the NCAA Final Four here in a few years.
Right.
But that, you know, you take those building blocks and just continue to expand great opportunities for the city and for our fans.
So to this point of building blocks, how does it feel in 2024 to be seeing all of this development, all of these big events coming into Detroit? You've worked very hard for a very long time on this. How are you feeling now to see it come to fruition?
I've been blessed enough, Ann, to be part of Rocket Companies and working with, you know, for Dan Gilbert for 7 years. And I've seen so much change in these 7 years. And where you hear the narrative changing is when you're out on the road. And, you know, now as we bring more and more people to the city of Detroit, and you think about the NFL draft is, I mean, it's not just going to be Detroit residents. It's going to be from all over the country, right? Every team will be represented here. And now when you leave the city of Detroit and you tell people you're from Detroit or what's, you know, now the narrative is spread out in which people aren't just, you know, maybe seen it. They've experienced it. And they've heard from their friends and family all the great things are happening in the city. So, I mean, that's an immeasurable effect that putting on large-scale events in the city of Detroit has, not only for our community and the economic impact, but outside of the city when people, are learning about what's happening in our great city.
And, you know, Casey, as a family man, as a dad, let's get personal for a minute here. What is your advice about bringing the family into town? What are you going to do? How would you do this?
Yeah, so I'll tell you my plan, Ann. I'll be down here all week, and my son's got school, and so he'll be joining me Friday, Saturday, and Sunday
sure.
after school.
Right.
And you know, I got myself a hotel room, and we're going to stay here downtown Friday, Saturday, and Sunday as a family, and it's going to be great. The mayor shared the other day at the press conference. It's just like the fireworks. Every police officer, there are no vacations. Overtime is going to be abundant. And, we are going to work, to our utmost ability to make sure that everything is safe and healthy for, the hundreds of thousands of fans that are going to be descending upon downtown Detroit. So I know it's going to be awesome. Now we just have to keep, beating our drums and looking up to the sky and hoping that we have beautiful April weather. We know mid to late April can always be a little dicey.
Yes.
But we're going to be hoping for beautiful spring weather here in downtown Detroit.
You know, it seems to me like the smart play might be to plan on parking. If you don't stay downtown like you're going to do, maybe park a little bit further out and try to plan on a little bit of a walk just to kind of stay out of the middle of things with regard to traffic.
Yeah, there are going to be a lot of road closures, and we've been really showing on like the Visit Detroit websites and anywhere that has NFL draft information. There will be a number of road closures, particularly down here in the downtown business district.
Sure,
but you're right, Ann. I mean, if I were not staying in the hotel room, and I was coming down as a fan, right, and maybe I don't have parking access to a building, I would probably park like out in Midtown, right, and you can jump on the Q line and bring the Q line down. There'll be city bus transportation. You know, the city and the sports commission has worked very, very hard to make sure that everything's accessible, and that means also accessible from being able to park and, to safely and, conveniently make your way down to the heart of the NFL draft area.
Yeah, that's great advice. Casey Herbis, Senior Vice President of Brand Experiences and Strategic Partnerships for Rocket Mortgage. We really appreciate your time today, and we are really excited for this to get going.
So am I, and thank you so much for all of your support, and we'll look forward to seeing everyone down here April 25th to 27th.
And I'm Ann Thomas. Thank you for listening to Opportunity Detroit. Enjoy the rest of your day.